This podcast contains adult language. DigitalDarren.com. Today is December 22nd, 2014. The unofficial, official NBA preview. Normally, the NBA season starts in September, October, but for the real, true NBA people, they say the season doesn't really start till Christmas.
Till Christmas.
So we always do our unofficial, official NBA preview review around Christmas time. So first, I was going to say Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you believe in, happy that. Enjoy this time with your families or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But with that said, Kumite, Bebe, Mr. MOB, Calhoun, NBA, let's get started. What have y'all seen from the season so far? I'm going to start with Bebe.
Man, you know me, man. I'm a big diehard Melo fan, man. And we drowning right now. We in the mud, but we ain't done, you know. Hey, we got plenty of years to come.
Okay, you see that. He said, what you see in the NBA? Keep talking.
My boy Westbrook going off, man. You know, I like players. I ain't too much stuck on teams, but you know. Hey, man, it's a great season going on, man. The West is powerful than ever. Hey, the East, the Hawks looking very good with no-name players. So you can't do nothing but get a city.
Let's stop right there. Before we get to the Hawks, because the Hawks are really looking good. He made a really good point. So far, the West has been legendarily deep and great. And the East, you know what I'm saying? So I want to start on that point right now. Why is the West so far ahead of the East today?
The West is so far ahead of the East today because the quality of player on the Western teams. I'm saying, think about the Eastern team on the breakdown. Can you name five players on Orlando? No. Can you name five players on Philly? No. Can you name five quality players on, as good as they playing, the Hawks? No. Can you name five quality good players on Milwaukee? No. There's no good players in the East. The teams that got the quality good players, they playing good.
No, superstars. I'm saying
the superstars is in the West. Think about it. It's four teams.
I disagree.
It's four teams that running strong in the East right now. The Hawks, the Cavaliers, the Toronto Raptors,
and
the Bulls. Them the only the Washington Wizards.
No.
Them the four best teams in the East right now.
The Hawks out there.
Who?
Now, they're four best team, you know what I'm saying? You got to put
the Bulls in the top.
No, I'm talking about right now.
Hold on. I think he's saying, he's not saying like for stats. He's saying kind of more of an eye test. Who's just playing generally
good. That's what I'm saying. Right they
Bulls
playing
the Bulls good. Not in that. They got to be in
The
race.
Bulls are playing good. Damn,
they got to be in that race.
Kumite, what do you think?
For the West, because like, at first, you know, the West used to get all the big men, had good centers and all that, because there ain't no centers in the game no more. They going to forwards and all that. And, you know, my team is the Lakers. I know everybody hate old Kobe, but that's my boy. He just passed Jordan. Hey, it is what it is.
How many more games and how many more shots?
Hey, man. Hey, look, man. He stayed down.
People say all that.
We're going to touch on that. That's one of the things we're going to touch on.
People say all that, but he passed.
I want to stick on. Let's talk about the East real quick, because the East will be the easiest conference to get to right now. So let's go on and talk on the East. So I think we all can pretty much nail down the five of the teams who are going to wind up being in the postseason in some order: Chicago, Cleveland, Toronto, Atlanta, and Washington. We can all kind of agree and say those five are going to be in the playoffs somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of the
easy,
other three?
Easy, Miami. Miami will probably be in there.
Miami again.
You might get Indiana, depending on how they.
Indiana won't make it.
I don't think Indiana.
Stephen Falken.
I don't think Indiana. I do think Miami.
I'm saying, them five right there in Miami, them the only six that I can see.
Who's the
anybody, the other two, going to be below 500. But they gonna
I think
make
the Bucks, because the Bucks are playing 500.
Now, the Bucks, Jabari just got an ACL.
Jabari
was averaging 12. He won't be a factor.
So let me ask y'all this, because let's look at the Atlantic real quick. Like, it's basically Toronto and everybody else is tanking right now. Brooklyn may make the playoffs.
No, Brooklyn's going to make the playoffs. That's
so, by default. But those teams are making the playoffs by default.
Like you just said, the first six we just named, they'll be in there.
Yeah.
The other two will be typical East going in below 500. That's how I feel.
No, I completely agree with you, but
I think Brooklyn being there, and they want, and they'll either be 500.
Like we say, Brooklyn is you. We can't say Brooklyn. I still think Milwaukee could be 13-13. Now you got to change.
Barr just hurt his MCL.
Yeah, but you got to think some of these teams. A big part of they success.
But you got to think some of these teams because Milwaukee got that Greek boy. I can't pronounce his name. He's playing good ball. Yeah. No, they just get they get, they not getting no 120. They just got like six people averaging like 13 points or whatever. So it's not like one person averaging a lot of points or whatever.
And you never know what'll happen with the Charlotte Hornets.
They make that's who going in.
Let's stop it. They sit at the last high check, which we were this week, they were like 6-8, 7-18 or something like that. So they had a losing record too. Lance Stevenson, that if you could go back, if you Charlotte, would you do that deal again?
Yeah, Lance Stevenson,
because the team needed some heart. They needed to build from something.
You just got
right. He's not the reason they losing.
Lance Stevenson ain't big money payment player.
No, he's not.
Lance Stevenson is big time smart. Yeah. But my man, no.
Some everybody getting paid though.
Or Lance Stevenson, like they said, he like the heart, you know what I'm saying? He do what it take to win. Like, then if you got your other players acting like him, you know what I'm saying, might help the team out more. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, I get what you're saying. I'm a Hawks fan. Me and Calhoun are Hawks fans. I think the minute he signed with Charlotte, I called you and said, thank God we didn't get Lance Stevenson. And so whenever you could say that, it goes to Mr. MOB's point, like, do you really want him on your team for max money if the first word you're thinking of when he comes back is, thank God he's not, you know what I'm saying,
well, on my team? Well, you got to think about it as the Hawks signed Joe Johnson. So I take Stevenson and Joe Johnson. I take them from hand to hand.
Joe Johnson, way better than Lance. I did that to you.
All right, so.
You're not being real.
What is Joe doing now?
If you Charlotte, I mean, because you guys are saying Charlotte is the team. At 7-16, I don't know how you can pin them in. If you Charlotte, because rumors are they were looking to trade him, do you dump Lance Stevenson and roll with just what you all had last year, or do you just keep him and try to make it work for this year?
They don't have all they had last year. That white boy went to Miami.
If you can get another great player, I would trade him. If you can get a great
they're
player.
They're not going
to get there's nobody out there to get.
So no great player going.
You got to roll with the punches.
Ain't no great player.
So you got to keep Lance Stevenson. You just do what you got to do with Lance Stevenson.
To the end of the year.
So you don't dump him for nothing?
No.
What are you going to get?
Not just who you going to get. You got to ride out. Period.
Not even who you're going to get. Sometimes it's addition by subtraction, right? So you may not get anything, but you're getting rid of him.
He's not.
Okay, his numbers are great. He might have like, what, 16, 8, and 8?
That's not great. But he's not a stud in the locker room.
All over.
It's not great for
all over. He's stud in the locker room with Al Jefferson.
It's not great for their pay. No, what I'm saying.
He's superstar. Hold on. I want to talk about that because you said the star is Al Jefferson.
It is Al Jefferson.
No, I agree. Al Jefferson, right now, Al Jefferson, number one. Kemba Walker's number two, Lance Stevenson
number three.
But they brought him in to be number one, and they tried that.
I think they brought him in. Like Kumite said, they brought him in to be the heart.
Yeah. No, I think they brought him in for number two. You know, I just gonna be your number one. You paying him to be your number two. Your James Harden.
He's not getting no I want your heart money.
No, he's getting big money. One thing about the NBA, the NBA pay.
They pay quality money for players who be mediocre. Yeah. You got to think a lot of players. Kyle Lowry got.
Last year we were talking about it.
He got like 4 years, $47 million.
You don't think they're going to be Houston to be number two?
Yeah, but you.
So you saying overpayment is part of the NBA. So by that, he got overpaid.
He may always pay a lot.
All right, so they bought him in and be the number two.
So, okay, so Calhoun, you're saying they brought him in for more than just his heart and defense.
They brought him in.
They need some scoring coming from him.
Yeah. They thought was a quality wing player who has talent to be a number two. They didn't just bring him in for the rah-rah. They brought him in because Lance Stevenson shows flashes. He showed him with the Pacers. That's why they brought him in. That's why he turned down $9 million with the Pacers. Because he is he thought he has flashes of being a quality player. No, and then bring him in to be behind Milwaukee.
No, what you just made my point to me. He turned down $9 million because everybody in the world knows the NBA overpays. So get what? I can go and try to free agent. Y'all will pay me more. And they don't want to give me this because they know what I really am. They see me in practice. Larry Bird know what I am. I'm just rah-rah. He ain't that good. Lance Stevenson is not that good.
I agree with you. And so I didn't want to spend this much time on Lance Stevenson and Charlotte because
it's Lance Stevenson.
And it's Charlotte, exactly.
Yeah, I didn't want to spend that much time on the East.
Well, we're gonna hit on about three or four more things. We're gonna talk. I wanna touch the Knicks, the Hawks, and the Cavs and the Bulls. I wanna touch on those teams.
I just wanna let up.
Anyway.
Knicks ain't shit. Hawks, great coaching. You said the Cavs?
Yeah.
The Cavs is just LeBron. How far they go? The Bulls is gonna go to the Eastern Conference Final. Without their role.
That man, he don't watch enough basketball.
Let's, again, you get your.
That's fine.
I appreciate
you
your conciseness.
You give yours, I give mine.
I appreciate your conciseness. I want to hit on the Knicks real quick because they're probably the easiest of these teams to talk about or whatever. So, the Knicks, Carmelo, and me and Mr. MOB had this discussion. Was it last year or 2 years ago? It was last year when the Hawks. Because first off, you bit us already.
And Mr. MOB gonna owe us money.
Exactly. But we talked about this last year. That,
so
you know, for me, it was an unforgivable sin for Carmelo not to make the playoffs over the Hawks last year. This year, he looks like he's damn sure not gonna make the playoffs. And so I want to start with Baby, who's a Carmelo lover. Where do you go from here if you're the Knicks and if you're Carmelo? Because they're married to each other right now.
You can't do nothing but rebuild, man. What can you do?
Rebuild. How much of this is his fault?
He motherfucker might
not his fault. How can you put it on Melo? He don't buy the players. He don't tell them to come to the team. He just do his job. Score buckets. That's his job. It ain't his job to sit around and make coach everybody. That's what you hire your coach for.
So for you, it's not a problem that he gonna miss the playoff for 2 years straight in the East.
That's a big problem. But what can you do?
Make the playoffs.
What can you do? He's 5
in the East.
5-20. What can you?
Let me ask you. What about you?
Now, big man.
Do you have any thoughts on Carmelo?
Our big man played one game this year.
Carmelo a hell of a scorer, man. But everywhere he went, it's still the same. He went in late. You know what I'm saying? You know, we've been the same. I don't know. But he's been trying to play a little different, but he still need some team with him, man. I don't know if it's just him.
Well, I'm going to chime in on what Dan was saying. And my point going to be a conflicting point with what Baby said. Okay, you say it's not his job to buy the players and do this and that. But somewhere along the line, as the superstar of my team, you have to make the rest of the guys better. You got to do something. I don't know if it's in practice. You like a founder there. You got to do something to get us from 5-20.
Hey, man, you've been watching basketball, man. Every team LeBron been on been great.
Yeah.
They built the Cavs for him to be great. How can I not be
system? It's pointless for me to argue the LeBron point with you. You think Melo better.
I'm just saying. LeBron coming to New York, they got rid of four players to get Melo. You got rid of your success.
But hold on. Melo had to get out of jail free card with this free agency in the summer. He could have went to Chicago. I thought he should have went to Memphis. I thought Memphis
he was the bigger payday.
I understand that, but I thought Memphis was. I thought Memphis was the lowest hanging fruit that nobody didn't think about.
I think he picked the better decision for his family.
No.
That was his whole reason to come to New York.
He chose money.
So his whole reason to come to New York from Denver was for his family.
Okay, but he went there for his family. He's put his flag in the sand right there. So now, with him having those years.
But he's open to a trade.
And it's pretty much been a failure in New York. He had a chance to go to some other teams. He didn't go to the other teams. What would have been the best team? Not saying this, we know the Knicks isn't the best team for him to be on. What would have been the best team?
Chicago.
I say Memphis.
I told you last year. Remember I told you Memphis, Chicago, or Houston. Yeah. Those were the best. I told you that last year. We talked about it. Memphis needed a score. Chicago.
All those are good.
I said he could have went anywhere.
When we thought he should have went to Houston, but I think Chicago would have been a better of the moves.
I think Memphis would have better.
Memphis, he got the ball. Memphis got everything they need except a prime time score.
He can score and not worry about nobody else.
He got to worry about Jane Harden saying I finally agree with you. He ain't got to worry about Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose ain't going
to
be there.
Whatever, I'm just saying. He don't have real. Going to Memphis, they got rid of Mayo. They got rid of this. They had it open.
Jeff was coming out. Man, you talked about Memphis. They won't be talked about.
Come show your Chicago. You get Melo. That's a way better version of Vince Carter.
You got Joe Kim, you got Paul Gasol. You got that too. What's his name?
Jimmy Butler.
You got Jimmy Butler. You would have Chicago. And if you would have had even Derrick Rose playing, I think Chicago. They already got a cakewalk through the East to the finals. I thought Chicago.
How could you even be a basketball analyst, as we all are portraying right now, to say any conference where LeBron James playing it, it's a cakewalk? And you watch basketball. That's just like saying wherever the Patriots at, it's a walk through the NFL. No, that's crazy to even fit your mouth to say that.
I know.
So we're gonna get to the King momentarily, but I want to ask you, what is Carmelo's legacy now? Is he really a Hall of Famer, or is he just a guy who scores a lot of baskets? If he misses a playoff this year, is he a Hall of Famer?
Yeah. I can't judge his career because if you ended it right now, yeah, he'll be a big time scorer who don't deserve the Hall of Fame in my book.
Why is he a Hall of Famer?
At the end of the day,
his talent level is a Hall of Famer. Just like
I don't make Hall of Fame for talent.
I feel like Dominique Wilkins is a Hall of Famer. Carmelo will be a Hall of Famer. Period. And by the time it ends, he will be.
See, we said if it ended today, how could it be? Dominique Wilkins is way up on the all-time leading points.
But not even that. He like number 19 or 18.
Yeah, that's way up in the NBA history.
Where's Carmelo? By the time Carmelo finished, where you think
he'll be? We said right now, Kyle. You are
going to be. I'm talking about period.
But not even that. Let's get back to the legacy. You said Dominique, and I think that in some ways Dominique is his doppelganger. He scored a lot of buckets. You know what I'm saying? We all from Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Dominique will highlight
the. But you know the sports and the city. Dominique was a constant figure.
But not even that. One thing. That's the point. Dominique was a winner.
I know what to say.
Dominique ran up against. The only thing that stopped Dominique from at least getting to a finals was Bird and those Celtics.
What stopped Dominique was basketball gods. Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley.
What you think stopped Melo? Kobe Bryant.
Not stopping him from getting to the playoff.
Carmelo
and Bryant gets two playoff appearances.
Regardless, you pull up.
So what did that to say?
You can pull up Carmelo Anthony numbers. He's Hall of Fame.
Not the argument LeBron James with y'all no more.
Nobody care about that. If you get to his numbers, Carmelo Famer. Carmelo Anthony is a Hall of Famer. Period.
Just off numbers. So winning doesn't matter.
Winning does matter unless you got crazy numbers, and he got those.
So
just like at the end of the career, if Durant doesn't go win a championship, Durant has numbers to be a Hall of Famer by the end of his career.
But I think,
can I chime in?
Go ahead.
Durant been here less and has accomplished way more.
Durant is a better player.
He would have some ground to stand on.
But Carmelo Anthony
got four scoring titles.
He's going to have numbers.
Kevin Durant got four scoring titles, an NBA Finals appearance, Olympic gold medals. I'm saying
Carmelo got Olympic gold medals.
Can I finish? Maybe if you added Carmelo all-star appearances and his Olympic stuff, then you could say he's going to the Hall of Fame. What he's done in the NBA is just being a scorer. How can you? That's just like Lynn Swan. He may go, but it'll be a robbery. He getting in there because of his name. He ain't did nothing major in the NBA. Carmelo, one of the few guys in the NBA, don't got no All-Star Game MVP. He ain't did nothing. All them other niggas done did that. You got to think Kyrie Irving got an All-Star Game MVP. Derrick Rose got a league MVP. Kevin Durant got a league MVP. Kobe Bryant got one. LeBron got one.
Carmelo ain't did nothing. Okay, I'm just saying those are individual awards. But what do Carmelo end up getting for the MVP? He already did his job. So let me ask you this, because I'm gonna wrap up the Carmelo talk with Baby. I mean, because if I'm listening to everybody, Kunte, you saying Carmelo, whatever problems he has, some problems following him where he went. You know what I'm saying? Can't identify, but whatever problem it is. Calhoun, you're saying he's a Hall of Famer.
He's not going to win shit, but he's going to have Hall of Fame numbers when it's said and done.
Mr. MOB, you're saying he's kind of underwhelming right now. I mean,
I'm not going to say his Hall of Fame status right now. No, because he tell him what can happen. But right now, if his NBA career ended,
it's disappointing.
He'll be known as a great scorer.
And that's it.
And that's it.
And would it be a disappointment to you?
No, because he is a superstar. I wouldn't consider his career a disappointment. He came in the league with some hype. He done lived up to the hype. He just ain't led his teams nowhere. He ain't done the, what society calls the big, oh, that's what you got to do. You got to go to the finals. You got to win. He ain't done that. But is he a star? Is he a superstar? Yes. Is he a disappointment? No.
Take it like this. You can put Carmelo in any era of basketball, and he's Carmelo Anthony. He can play, period. You don't got to look. You put him 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, it doesn't matter. Carmelo, get off.
But that's kind of the interesting part with him. Everybody can give him all these accolades, but right now his team is 5-20. You know what I'm saying? And so, at some point, you know, Mr. MOB is always saying we give stats too much credit, but at some point, in the watered down East, where we're saying the 7th and 18th probably won't have a winning record. He's pretty much out of the playoffs right now, unless they go on an amazing winning streak. They're out of the playoffs. They're like,
it's early in the season, dude.
I think that Philadelphia has won, what, 2 games?
Yeah.
New York has won 5 games. And we're talking about Philadelphia being historically all-time bad.
And so, you're saying he's making up a 12-game turnaround.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, when it comes to basketball, man, the star going to get the blame whether you're doing good or bad.
That's sports
in general. So if New York was doing great right now, we'll be talking a whole other situation about Melo. This conversation wouldn't be, would he make the Hall of Fame? Because he's doing great. You'd be like, yes, he's definitely in there. But since they're doing bad, that's the conversation.
But I'm saying, so you have to take that. Some point in time,
you got to take the good.
You got to take them hypotheticals out. Like, when is you going to start doing it? Can say if he's doing good.
We have Melo had a great team. Everybody else, every star you can name right now today, had a great team. Great supportive cast. Name me another supportive cast on New York.
I'm not going to argue with that.
Name me another great player on New York.
Baby, let me ask you this. Because then you
name me one.
You bet against the Hawks, too. You know what I'm saying? Then you bet Carmelo going to make the playoffs over the Hawks, too.
I think I did take that bet.
If he doesn't make the playoffs this year, this will end the Carmelo talk. I didn't want to stay on this one. Who he is take a hit? Any type of hit if he doesn't make the playoffs?
Yeah, they take a big hit, you know. They already on bad in the way for not owning up to the height. So, yeah, it'll take a hit, but it won't bother him. We'll be back next year, better than ever.
All right, so we're going to go from your guy Carmelo to Mr. MOB got LeBron, Cleveland. So far, Cleveland has been good, great at times, but not great from start to finish. So, what do you see with them?
You could expect for Cleveland to jump out the gate great. Off the top, we great. Yeah, I can say that, but you got to think. LeBron coming in, I'm the big dog. But you got a young guy like Kyrie Irving. It's my team. You bailed on us. It's my team now. Whatever done happened in Cleveland the last 4 years, it was on the back of Kyrie Irving. Now I ain't just going to turn over the keys of the car to you. Yeah, you LeBron, but I got an ego too. I can just look at that as a man myself. Shit, if I'm doing everything, then y'all go get somebody to do my job, and I just fold the old. Give him my paperwork that I done, y'all done gave me, y'all done said, Mike, make the plan on how the company gonna run. LeBron walking the door, give LeBron the papers, and now he get the credit. Hell no. So, yeah, you know it had to be some type of friction. Early on in the year, they were talking about the big arguments in the locker room, and yeah, I can believe that, but yeah, what? Cleveland still done went on a 10-game winning streak already this year. So, iron out the kinks. Yeah. They made a few lineup adjustments. You put Deion Waiters on the bench. And you put Tristan Thompson on the bench. And they bring something off the bench. With the rebounding they got and the scoring, because Kyrie Irving is a tremendous scorer. He can get off. He go right. He go left. If you bring some defense with what they got, with all that rebounding with Varejao and Love and Thompson and LeBron, Cleveland ain't got no word. They like Lil Wayne. They ain't got no word. Of course, they're going to be in the finals.
They were built to be great.
LeBron is great. He gonna
they
make,
are great.
He going to make
the
people.
The team is great.
LeBron makes people don't make around him great. LeBron make people around
they
him
don't make nobody on that team, though. They've been somebody. Like you said, Irving been somebody.
First off, I don't even think that's the biggest thing to talk about. The, to me, the MVP race right now is like Stephen Curry, Anthony Davis. And then you start talking about John Wall, because John Wall numbers is unbelievable. This shit.
Man, he talking about the Cavaliers, though. You jumping all over the place.
Hold on. So that's why I'm saying the Cavaliers and shit. I believe the Cavaliers to be high in the East. I don't even think they're coming out of the East. Me, personally, that's my estimate. I don't think they're coming out of the East. Right now, they got a lot of holes in that Cleveland team. And they need to get it right. Now, will they get it right to be championship contenders? I don't know.
What are the holes?
They got
can you tell? Can you tell?
Well, talking about Cleveland, far as like LeBron and Melo, see, before LeBron even came, see, LeBron played chess. He told them folks they had to get Kevin Love, whatever. You know what I'm saying? He want to win. That's the difference between LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony. He could have probably did the same thing, take a little pay cut, like, this is who I want to play with me. LeBron James be about winning.
So that's an interesting point. So you're saying basically at some point, I like that Carmelo and LeBron had the same power or whatever. And so LeBron chose to dictate a situation where he can put himself in a winning situation. Mm-hmm. Carmelo just took the money and fuck it, whatever goes, that's what whatever happens with Carmelo happens or whatever. But at least I made my money.
Yeah.
All right. So that's an interesting point. With that said, that will probably be that whole overarching thing will probably be what defined their legacies, right? Like, LeBron chose to put himself in the situation to win. Carmelo chose to put himself in the situation to make money. And winning would look like it's a secondary option on Carmelo's plate, as opposed to LeBron, where winning would look like the primary.
Because in society, that's what matters. Winning. That's like Karl Malone. He number two all time in scoring. But nobody gives him no credit, because everybody say, I'm a Tim Duncan fan, but everybody say, oh, Tim Duncan, the greatest power forward. Why? He got five championships. But does that hand down mean he better than Charles Barkley? Does that hand down mean he better than Karl Malone? No. But he got five championships. So eventually, in society, that was going to mean everything. My brother, Emmitt Smith fan, is he anywhere better than Barry Sanders? No. But he got championships. That was going to mean something. Michael Jordan don't got the most championship. He may be the one person who that rule don't apply to. He don't got the most finals. He not the all-time leading scorer. He don't got the all-time record for nothing in the NBA. But when somebody say, who the greatest, 95% of the time, Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
He the only person who that rule don't apply to.
I agree with none of that. I agree with you on the rest, but I don't agree with all that. Rings is what means a player. And no team sport. Period. Because it's 5, it's 12, it's 11 on 11, it's 5 on 5. You want to talk about tennis, you want to talk about golf, you can talk about all that. But if you want to talk about rings and all that shit, no. Because some players are better than other players, you may not have a ring. Period. Is Robert
I'm
not talking about that. Is Robert Hoare better than Dominique Wilkins?
No.
But he got more rings.
He got more rings. So I don't give a shit about rings. Whoever's better is better.
Period. Well, I want to take that. I want to bring it back to Cleveland. Because we're talking about rings. I told you the day that they built this team, the pieces that's going to ship this ship, the pieces that are going to sink this ship are Tristan Thompson, Deion Waiters, and Kyrie Irving.
Wow.
I think that for as great as LeBron is, because they do have weaknesses, I think one of their weaknesses is basically rim protection. They don't have any decent size. I think that if they catch the Spurs or some of the West teams that have size, I think that's going to hurt them in the finals or whatever. I don't think it can hurt them. The Bulls can hurt them in the East with Paul Gasol, Taj Gibson, and I think they can get on their nerves. But I think the size and rim protection is a problem for Cleveland. But to my other point, I think that Deion Waiters is too selfish and doesn't know what to do when the playoffs come. I think Kyrie. I think Mike made a good point in the back of Kyrie's head. Hey, why this motherfucker gonna get credit for shit I've done? You know what I'm saying? So I still think that gelling and that cohesion only will go to a certain point.
Going to the Hawks now. I believe the Hawks will be successful because of their system. I believe players, teams like that won't be. Because your system of isolation, your system is give it to Kyrie or LeBron or Kevin Love and let's see what they do. Those never win. You seen what the Spurs did to Cleveland last year. The Cavaliers.
One thing about them, the Hawks
have a legit system with players.
We're going to wrap up with the Hawks. I just want to get some final thoughts on Cleveland.
The Cavaliers really building themselves a great situation. They already have a great situation. It's just about putting it together. By putting Waiters on the bench and bringing him off the bench, make it a great situation. And I hate LeBron, but I can agree on how they're building their team. It's a great situation to do. If you put him on the bench and you bring someone in that can play defense, it limits your offense. Too much offense on the floor never work.
So, do you see the Cavs as having any flaws?
Yeah, I just told you, defense. I watched the Cavaliers, defense. They don't have no defense. Rebounding, size ain't going to hurt them. They can rebound with the best of them. Varejao was number two in the league last year. Kevin Love get rebound. Tristan Thompson get LeBron. His defense. Because what they done did, if you watch the Cavaliers, LeBron play point most of the time. Because between him LeBron is a better facilitator. Yep. So let's give him the ball. He know what to do with it.
Kyrie's supposed to stand in the corner and shoot nowadays.
No, he don't just, but like late games.
They play a game.
Late game.
You can't take nothing away from Kyrie.
He let him play. This is how they play most of the time. If Kyrie getting off, LeBron give him the ball. LeBron bring it up, give him the ball. Kyrie can go to the hole, he shoot the three. Kevin Love, the only person that have came out in public and said, I'm just not a three shooter. I play basketball. I want it on the block sometime. I want the ball. But that's why they let LeBron run the point now. He gonna know, out of all them, he gonna know what to do with the ball better.
Do you know the fewest assists they had in the game this year?
Yeah.
How many?
Three, I think.
No.
I mean,
they had one game. Well, not one player, but the whole team had six assists. They got a lot of problems. It's their early season. They play a lot of ISO ball. They're not going far to me. They're not going to be there. So they're not going to get a ring.
So let's wrap it up with the Cavs with this. Kumite, where you see them going?
They probably get to the playoffs, but I don't.
They might get second round at the most.
That's what I'm
saying. No. Okay. I agree with Kumite. That's exactly how I feel about it. They got a whole bunch of holes, period. They got a lot of things going on. It's going to be a team who's going to use fundamentals because here it is now. A lot of teams already seen that final last year. You're not just going to go in there without a scheme. And watch what they do. Like I said earlier, the Cavs like coming out of the East.
Well, you know me, I like basketball. You know, I'm going to be a diehard Melo till I die. I know basketball.
Okay.
And when you talk basketball, like you said, the East is weak. So there's no way in hell you're going to say that the Cavaliers won't be in the East Conference Finals. Now, whether they lose in the East Conference Finals, they will be in the East Conference Finals. No matter if you just know talent or basketball. At the end of the day, they can put that ball in four people's hands. They're going to win that game. And there ain't a lot of team in the East that can do that. So, they'll be in the East Conference.
Who's it for?
And you know who will be there.
Waiters.
You know who.
Irving. Love. LeBron.
And you know who they'll be meeting in the Eastern Conference Finals?
My pick would be the Bulls.
Don't say the Hawks.
Your Atlanta Hawks.
My pick would be the Bulls.
And we're going to the Hawks with that. Hawks.
It won't be the Hawks.
This is one of the best, most underrated teams in the NBA right now. The Hawks are playing well above their pay grade. They're performing well above their pay grade.
I can agree.
I have a huge problem with the Hawks. And the biggest problem I have with the Hawks is that racist prick, Danny Fair. Gotta get him out of that. For one, he's great at, we were speaking on it earlier, he's great at clearing the books. He's great at even alpha talent with coaching. But the way he drafts and the talent he has on the floor is garbage. Perlanti should not be in the game. DeMar Carroll should not be in the game. Kyle Korver should be coming off the bench. You have three point guards right now. That's your deepest position.
Sherman Mack, Vera, and ready. Go ahead, brother.
I want to know how could you say the points that you made about the Hawks when they doing the best they ever did?
Well, we talked about this, and I want to counter Calhoun. He said some of the things he said about Danny Ferry, I completely disagree with. One of the things I said, like, if Danny Ferry can get Joe Johnson off our books, you could turn the whole into a housewife. Yeah. That was magic personified. At that point, Joe was the highest paid player in the NBA. I think that talent, this goes back to the point Calhoun made last year. Either you're going for a championship or you're losing. The worst place in the world you want to be is at the middle, especially in the NBA, is at the middle of the road.
That's where we are.
And that's what the house at the middle of the road. So I think a byproduct of that is that who can you really draft when you're in the middle of the road?
Unlike these two, MLB and Bebe, I watch the Hawks and I pay attention. I watch the draft. Where you gonna put Adrian Payne? You already got rid of the draft for Schroeder. It was Schroeder and Bebe talking about your first round pick. You didn't materialize that in nothing. You had a
Schroeder plays.
He plays behind Sheldon Mack and Jeff Teague. So where was that pick? And you were talking about a top 15 pick. Because you're not playing in the lottery. You're not picking the lottery because you keep going one and done.
You'll never win a championship without a superstar.
You never will. And the problem with the Hawks is they keep on thinking we don't need a superstar. We can play for a budget. And you can't. At some point in time, talent and skill is going to have to take over. And we don't have that on our team.
I agree with you. I'm going to throw this question out after I say my point. I agree with you. I think the Hawks can get far enough to get to LeBron and get beat. I think they could beat anybody else besides LeBron and maybe Chicago. Depending on where they finish or whatever. I think that those are the two teams that the Hawks just, because you said a superstar. But then I come back and kind of ask you this. In the NBA, it's only so many superstars that are available right now. I mean, it's not like
You said we'll beat the Raptors in a 7-game series?
Yes.
I don't
see how you can say no.
I don't.
Put it like this. I say it's a coin flip. The Hawks have a fighting chance.
I don't think we beat the Raptors in
a 7-game
series.
They got a fighting chance no matter who they play.
No, I'm saying. Except for LeBron, the Hawks got a fighting chance.
A fighting chance, that way it takes out in the NBA because you're going to have a 7-game series. This ain't just one game. And I think in a 7-game series...
But that's what a 7-game series is. It's basically based on one game. It's based on game 7. So can the Hawks beat the Raptors in a 7-game series? Yes. Can they beat LeBron in a 7-game series? I just say I find it hard to believe just because of the superstar factor that you talked about. Same thing with Chicago and Derrick Rose. The superstar factor at that point hurts the Hawks. But I just go back and say, you keep saying the Hawks need a superstar. What superstar can they get? Like, realistically, what superstar
can they get? I think the cat from Boston Green has a lot.
But he's not a superstar.
No, I'm not. There are no superstars we can get right
just
now.
They're just throwing some out there, getting some.
But I think Green added 2 or 3 because right now, what's our biggest needs? It's 2 and 3.
None.
I'm going to tell you. Kyle Cole and DeMar Carroll should be your starting lineup.
The Hawks really set up like the Spurs right now. You know what I'm saying?
We coach like the Spurs. We ain't set up like that.
I mean, for us, how they playing, like, everybody can shoot.
Throw the ball.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody can average 15, 20. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got one guy. So, we looking good on that end. But it's just, can we keep it up, though?
I agree with you, Kumte. I think that counts Calhoun point because you're saying we don't need a superstar. And the Hawks have an offense specifically tailored to a team that doesn't have a superstar. And it goes to your other point with that. In a team, on a team where anybody can shoot the three whenever they're open, it seems like you want Kyle Korver in more than that, right?
You want Perrattie shooting that three.
Perrattie hits, what, 35% or whatever?
That's what I'm saying about the Hawks, about them not having no real significant holes. Like, I was going to say the same thing Kumite said. I piggyback on it. They set up like this for a reason. I'm saying the Spurs, you know they got Tim Duncan. But they got Manu Ginobili, they got Tony Parker. The Hawks almost got the same type of stuff. Not on a big level. They say
on the little on their level.
Yeah,
on
Al Horford maybe
without the talent. No. We don't have the talent of a Ginobili. We don't have the talent of a Tony Parker.
But Jeff Teague
can give you 70%. He give you 70% of Tony Parker.
Everything Tony Parker.
And what we got Manu Ginobili.
Y'all got a Manu Ginobili. But y'all got who? I say y'all does it.
And who we got like Tim Duncan, the greatest power forward ever.
Al Horford and Paul Mills.
Can be your Ginobili.
My point was going to be this.
I think
the
Hawks hit their groove today.
The Hawks hit their groove last year in the playoff. The way they fought against
Indiana,
they came out this year with their same fire. We playing for each other. No, we don't got no big name superstar. But when you come to the highlight factor, You got to play ball. Right. Because we coming to play. We got a good coach. They going to go to the playoffs. You started saying they're not going nowhere. The Hawks ain't never went nowhere.
They're not getting out the second round.
When have they got out the second round?
But hold on. I want to stop right there. I disagree with both of y'all. I say this. I'm not going to say I think they're going to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. But if there's ever been a year that they can sneak up and catch somebody slipping, it's this year.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
It's this year because
the East is real weak.
The East is stronger than usual. But I think in the
seven with Toronto game, and the Wizards coming in,
game series, it ain't no sneaking up on somebody.
No,
eventually I'm going to exploit your weakness.
Yeah.
I'm gonna find out not what you can't do.
Now, do I think they can beat Brooklyn?
Yeah,
but do I think they can beat Toronto, the Wizards, the Bulls, or Cavs in the 7-game series? No,
take out
so they don't go past.
I think they can beat
Cleveland and Chicago.
Yeah, that's what I said. Take out team in Cleveland and Chicago.
They got one more. Washington got too much. Now, they can beat. You were saying Toronto.
They'll beat Toronto.
They can beat Toronto.
They'll have a chance with DeRozan.
House can beat them.
DeRozan ain't a bigger star than Al Horford.
They're not even by the biggest star. They're on a better team than the House.
Biggest star than Al Horford. And Horford is a, 5-6 time all-star?
Not even Paul Mills out.
DeRozan ain't a bigger star than neither one
of them.
And Jeff Teague and Kyle Lowry on the same level.
We talking about what he is for his team.
What you mean?
We all lost Horford, and they still ball. They can't ball without him. They ain't going nowhere without him.
We talking about Whiff.
That's what makes them more to his team than Al Horford is for Paul Mills out.
All right, so let's bring it back like this. The reason I say, and you guys can chime in about the Hawks, and I get everybody's thoughts, and we'll wrap it up with that. The reason I say the Hawks, I agree with you. LeBron, superstar. That level of superstar, the Hawks can't overcome. Unless, the only way they overcome that is they play in the series and shoot 60% from three. They would have to be completely lights out to overcome that. And even then, that's asking a lot. You know what I'm saying? They need some help in other ways. Chicago, it just depends on where Derrick Rose is come playoff time. If he's available and playing like Derrick Rose can play, they can get 2 games, but they'll wind up losing the series in 6 probably. Then they could beat Toronto. The only reason the Washington would give me problems is Paul Pierce. I think that their veteran, if they didn't have Paul Pierce, the Hawks could definitely beat Washington.
Now they'll beat the Hawks
with John Wall, with Nene.
They got enough.
I think that minus LeBron and Chicago, they can catch any one of them teams, even in the 7-game series. Nobody's sweeping the Hawks. Nobody's beating the Hawks 4-1 in this East. Now, I just think that, again, if it's ever a time for them to break right, if they can get a good enough seed and avoid Cleveland till the Eastern Conference
break
Finals.
Break right to do what, though? End the season in the second round?
Nah, they can get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
They're not getting past the second round.
I think it's a coin flip. I think we're not giving the Hawks enough credit.
I'm giving
them. Because they don't have that superstar.
I'm giving them more than enough
credit. I think in the second round, trying to get to the finals, East or West, you got to lean on that star power.
And that talent.
You got to lean on that that know-how.
With your superstar, I agree with Mr.
They got nobody. They can just be like, hey, we need 2 buckets in a row.
T could be that guy, but he don't want to take that stand.
He can't be that guy.
He got it in him.
No, he don't.
You can't dump that ball down there to Al Horford and be like, we need 2 buckets. Come on.
All right, I didn't know talking about East would go 45 minutes long. So we're gonna break this down to a part 2. But before I do that, I want you to tell me what you think the Hawks gonna do and who you think coming out the East in general. I'm gonna go to everybody. I'll start it off. I think the Hawks, again, like I said, I think they make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. I think they lose to Cleveland. I hate to say it, but I see Cleveland being the one out the East. I think Cleveland is the team to come out the East. I think that, to y'all point, some point superstar power matters, and it's not too many more superstars than LeBron.
I can be faster to the point on this one. I jump right in. LeBron James, point blank, period.
Where do the Hawks make it to?
They make it out the first round. I don't care who the Hawks play. I think the Hawks end up in the top 4 in the East. some type of way, they're going to be in the top four. Now, Derrick Rose, I think he's going to go in and out all year. And the Hawks are going to look at the man beside them, look at their coach, and be like, I'm going to play hard for you. And I think they're going to get it done in the first round. Mm-hmm. But I think Cleveland coming out of the East hands down. Can't nobody stop LeBron James. I don't care LeBron's in the West. He coming out the West. He is the hands down biggest superstar in the NBA. All
right, Mike, you want to turn this into a 4-hour long podcast? Talking about LeBron coming out of the West.
For us, the house, if they can keep up, I'm gonna say I gotta see 15 more games. Okay. If they still playing their same thing, I go with what you said, Daryl. They can go to the conference. Yeah. But I gotta see some more from them first.
Who you got coming out the East in general?
I gotta go on and go with MOB. Cause like for real, when you go see the regular season, people be playing, but when they get to that playoff, I'm tripping, they turn it up a max. It like when you get to that playoff, the folks they click in and they know it's go home or is it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what LeBron them got. So I gotta change it up. That playoff's a whole different beast.
I don't think the Hawks doing too much of nothing. I think they don't come out the second round. The problem is Danny Ferry not giving his team enough talent. And that's the problem. Can he get rid of Joe Johnson on the books? Yes. And can he hire a good coach? Yes. But I think he's a stepping stool.
So let me ask you this. Coach.
I mean, to another GM.
We talked about this. Like, and it may be, that may be the case. In sports, sometimes a person is only good as can get you so far, and you need somebody.
Tony Dungy.
What can the Hawks do? Because you keep saying Danny Ferry.
They need a dynamic wing player. They need somebody
who can get. Give me one.
That's the GM. That's the GM job, to get these guys, to get them in, to bring them in, to warm, and to give them the big check. That's why. I'm going to be honest with you. You want to talk about Joe Johnson off the books. If we had like a Joe Johnson as a superstar, that makes a difference. Joe Johnson got game. Period. And if you watch basketball, you know Joe Johnson got game. He's a 6-time All-Star. He can shoot it from anywhere on the court. He can post you. He can drive by you. He can dribble. He can shoot.
But he can't be the third highest player in the league on your team. Regardless,
player on the if you have Joe Johnson on this team, I think it makes a big difference than a DeMar Carroll and a Kyle Korver. Period.
I think he's you're on the selling Korver. I think you're on the selling Korver. And this offense.
He's heads and shoulder above them as a player. That's mine. Now, I don't think they go past 2-3. I think if Derrick Rose quit being a pussy and play, Chicago comes out of the East. I don't think Cleveland comes out of the East. I think they set a destruction in the playoffs. They don't have – everybody want to be the man instead of playing under a man. So I think they don't come out of the East, me, period. And even if they did, they're not even going to win the finals, period. But they don't come out. I think Chicago.
All right, baby.
Well, I think the Hawks got a good nucleus, man. I think with the team they got, really the sky's the limit. If you think about it, if you know basketball, anything can happen. But at the end of the day, if you know basketball, I think the Hawks, no way possible, would make it past the second round because you're going to have to either meet Cleveland or Chicago. And I don't think they don't have enough talent to get past now one of them teams. Them teams built for the championship. Both of them teams are built to win the ring. They set it up for it, and it's going to either happen Cleveland or it's going to be the Bulls. Either way, they're coming out the East. But my pick to come out the East would be the Bulls. I just think down low, offensively, there's no way they can deal with them. No way. Paul Gasol, see, with Cleveland, I am a LeBron hater. But Cleveland, they don't got no one in the post that you can throw the ball to. They're going to score you some buckets. When you turn it around,
it's Kevin Love.
Kevin Love shooting threes. He's not in the post. You ain't see him work the post. He been shooting threes the whole year, Mike.
I will bet you your hair, and I'll bet you your facial hair. I'll bet $100.
He been shooting threes all year.
Put it in the podcast.
But at the end of the day,
go to the finals.
When it comes to baseball,
bet me.
When it comes to baseball,
bet me.
Bitch. I bet you.
That's $100.
My pick is the Chicago Bulls come out of the East. So,
all right.
You want Mitchell Dread?
We didn't know this would run 50 minutes long talking about the shit East, so Lord knows how long the West gonna run. Thank y'all for listening. It's been DigitalDarren.com. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.